Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, February 25th, 2013, and this is Foxology. I'm your host, Silver Ray Fox. Well, it looks like February is really on its way out, and a new month is marching in. Yes, that was a play on words. So what are you up to? Yeah, I am wondering if you have kept your resolutions, you know, those promises that you made to yourself just a few short weeks ago to give up something, to get better at something. Well, I don't know how you're doing, but don't dismay if you have gotten off the path. If you're listening to me, then that means that you can start again today or any day, whatever you do. Just don't give up your dream and your desires. Make you a better you and life better for you. Without any further negotiation or delay with yourself, just decide to get back on the path and do it. You'll be so glad you did. I am rooting for your success in everything that you desire to do. So happy Monday to you. I forgot to say that. Make this day count for something because it is truly a gift. Treasure it for all that it's worth. And by any means necessary, stay motivated. Well, today on Foxology, we are going to be talking about nutrition and breast care. This show, my goal with it is to hopefully encourage an opportunity for you to do another kind of self-examination. We want to take a closer look at what your diet looks like, and we want to do self-examination of what we are putting in our mouths and bellies and see if we can learn more about better choices when it comes to taking preventative measures regarding our health. Just yesterday, I was talking with a friend who has been struggling with health issues for some time now, and she told me that the doctor told her that with the range of meds that she's currently on, that she's unable to take even a multivitamin. And I found that really surprising, but I would, because I don't have a PhD in that area, so all I said was, really, geez. But then she asked me what kind of meds was I on, and I had never indicated to her I was sick, but she just asked the question, and I told her none. All I take is vitamins, and I've done that daily and faithfully for the last umpteen years. So I am in complete agreement with taking every measure possible to build up our systems with the right foods and health supplements. Take care of ourselves. That's what we have to do. My guest today, Sunday Muniz, is going to get us in the loop on such concerns. Sunday is a board-certified and an award-winning pharmacist and nutritionist, and she is co-owner with her husband of a successful state-of-the-art pharmaceutical business, Nutritional Designs, and She is an expert in the field of health and wellness, and it is my great pleasure to welcome her to the Foxology stage today. Welcome, Sunday Muniz. It's been a while, but boy, am I glad and excited to be talking to you on my own show today.
I am so thrilled to be back talking to you, Silver. It's been way too long. So
it really has, and I had to track you down for a long time to get you booked for this, but we made it happen, so I'm so excited. You have been a busy lady.
We
a
have,
yeah. A lot of
changes
gone on in the last few months. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, short of just already having a business to run, we had gotten a notification in just before Thanksgiving that the store that we had been inside and were running our business inside of was closing in 60 days. So we had
wow.
a very quick, very fast move all over the holidays that incorporated finding a place, signing a lease, designing and building out, and we managed to move in on schedule. So,
wow.
Been very, very
well, you know, I'm not surprised when I hear about you doing the amazing, because I think you are amazing. So if anybody can make something like that happen, you can do it. Well,
oh,
I'm glad
appreciate that.
I'm glad that you all landed on your feet and that it's all working out. I'm just, again, glad, even with all of that going on, that you found time to talk with us today. I got very interested in the whole idea of breast care for lots of reasons. I know people who have had various issues and are overcoming them. I've known people who have had issues and were not able to, and there's always a big question in my mind with all of the media and the information that we get. Is it accurate? Do we know all the details? Are we doing everything we can in our own influence to take care of ourselves, so perhaps that we can avoid some of these particular health issues? So what I'd like to do to start us off Sunday is get us up to speed on some of the latest knowledge and insights about breast care and the correlation with nutrition.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, a big factor to me is always, and people who hear me lecture, hear this over and over, you know, I'm all about prevention and true prevention by that means. And, you know, I do love and respect the fact I think everybody needs to do their mammograms and stay on top of those things. But when it comes to what prevention's all about, it doesn't necessarily prevent cancer. You know, we want to be addressing the things and keep that breast tissue as healthy as possible so that mm-hmm. there's just not even the environment there for it or less of a chance. Or if it does happen that, you know, we've caught it very, very early, you add then the mammogram on top of it, and boom, we just have a much better recovery factor. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, when it really does come to it, it's so much that what are you doing to maintain health of that tissue? You know, a few things come to mind, and the, one of the biggest things that's just absolutely huge within the industry as a whole is the need or lack of vitamin D in most people. And this vitamin D is, of course, your sun nutrient. And when you look at vitamin D and the research and the high levels, and we show high levels of vitamin D staying nice and solid in a person's body, the risk of hormonal-based cancers like a breast cancer decreased dramatically. We've lived in a world now of fear of the sun, okay? I'm from Wisconsin. That's where my business is. We don't get a whole lot of sun exposure up here, and vitamin D is your sun nutrient. The sun and your skin make it. And we've become a world of sunscreen. You know, we have fear of that. I have a huge fear of the sun. The skin cancer in my family is pretty darn scary. I mean, it's, you know, grew up with a family of fishermen, and so who used sunscreen? Nobody. You just burned, and of course, all of them over the years have had issues with that. So there's fear of the sun from the cancer perspective, which is very grounded, but at the same time, we've also dramatically diminished our vitamin D levels in the human body. Even down south, we're seeing extremely low vitamin D levels. So this has become, to me, just a very big factor. I really preach this to pretty much anybody. So when it comes to the levels of vitamin D on any given day, the human body would love you to have and to utilize, be able to utilize 4,000 to 5,000 units of vitamin D. Currently, the current RDA in the United States is 800. So it's enough so we don't get a disease like rickets and that type of thing, but it's not nearly enough to really get that immune health and that healthy hormone support and mood support and skin support that those high levels of vitamin D can do for us. So
when you talk in terms of the vitamin D as a supplement,
yep.
you're saying that it will boost our immunity against potential breast concerns.
Absolutely.
And other things as well?
Right. Right, absolutely. The research is phenomenal with the vitamin D. Now, always, of course, I've got to stress, it's always vitamin D3 that you supplement with. because technically we call vitamin D a hormone, but when you really look at it, it is really a hormone. It functions just like a hormone would in the body in a very healthy, positive fashion. So we need vitamin D for thyroid health. We need vitamin D for bone health. We need vitamin D for breast health and prostate health. We need vitamin D for mood. The worst depression I've ever seen was an extremely low vitamin D in a teenager. Very scary, actually. She was in a very bad place. So, you know, we really need these for this vitamin D level nice and solid. Now, currently, your doctor can test vitamin D levels very accurately in blood because vitamin D is a hormone. It's current nutrient testing and vitamin and mineral testing in blood is not terribly accurate. It doesn't tell me what's at a cellular level, but as a whole, vitamin D, because it's a hormone, tests very easily in blood. And doctors can test vitamin D levels. Unfortunately, one of the current things that's kind of a little mind-boggling to me still, and I do believe medicine will change this over time, but as it currently stands right now, most Medicare plans will not cover vitamin D levels, which I find sad. And they do not cover vitamin D unless you currently have a disease. So you have to have the disease first before we will actually pay for the testing. Now, sometimes you can get an order from your doctor, go to some local labs, and they'll do it for a much decreased cash cost. But at the same time, you know, right now, by testing your vitamin D, we get a really good idea of where your body's need is. So, right now, if that's not an option for you, I use that guide. Consider the fact that you need 4,000 to 5,000 units of vitamin D every day. That's a healthy place the body would like you to be at. So you kind of have to look at where your sun exposure is and then what you are maybe currently taking. So like for you, Silver, you know you take a number of supplements, you take things. So kind of look through and check what the vitamin D levels are and then see where you're missing maybe and maybe add that little extra vitamin D in. So, you know, again, I'm in Wisconsin, so I always point out I've got a lot of ladies, you know, up here, you know, during the winter, we all have makeup with sunscreen on our face and we have gloves on our hands and scarves around our necks. So during the winter, we are not getting any vitamin D. You know, we might be able to get a load in the summer, but after that, we diminish dramatically fast.
It sounds like it's a wonder drug.
It's amazing. You know, I just can't stress the importance of this level of vitamin D. Even for the cold and flu season, it's just absolutely essential. And we've had quite a you know, flu season this year. So, you know, I swear, I've kept my D so high. I had this huge move ahead of me, which was a lot of stress and a lot of things piled on me and probably not as much sleep as I should have been getting. And I was like, I can't get sick. So I kept my vitamin D extremely high because I knew that it was just going to be vital for me to not have to take a few days off because I just was under the weather. I just didn't have that time to afford. So, I'm a big fan in many ways of that. So
let me ask you this. I mentioned when I opened this show that I have a friend that was cautioned against even taking a multiple vitamin based on multiple issues that she's taking meds for. So when we suggest to people, to the listening audience, that they can take this vitamin D3 for so many wonderful issues that you've explained, very common things and it's easy to buy and it's effective. There's two questions. Are there any cautions that you want to put out there for anybody? And then secondly, is there an overdose level? And I'm meaning, should some people take 5 and some people take less? What are your thoughts on that?
Right, right. All good questions. So as a whole, when it comes to other medications and vitamin D3, because vitamin D3 is what the human body has, I'm not worried about interactions with medications because it should be present in the system anyway. And there are medications that deplete the body even of vitamin D3. So it's important on many levels. Now, when it comes to medications and nutrients. And this is just kind of just slightly off topic of breast health. But to me, even with if you have issues and have gone through treatments, you're going to be on a certain list of medications. So still important. But, you know, when it comes to medications, I have literally lectured even in various states, other states besides where I live, and I've lectured to nurse practitioners and to doctors and to chiropractors all about something called drug nutrient depletion. And most medications dramatically deplete nutrient levels in the body. So they demand, really, that we actually complement them with certain nutrients to balance out the loss. Now, there can get into some things where maybe we don't take them at the same time. We separate nutrients out from the medication, and that's fine. And then there's some medications that really demand a lot of consistency in what you do. And we can't be like, you know, a lot of us like to do where we took our stuff really good for the first week, and then after that it was kind of hit or miss. Some meds, you can't get away with that. You have to be very consistent in your routine and in how you take your supplements, very routine. But that's another topic for another time. But so for her, it really goes to show you need to talk to somebody who understands the nutrition world. This is just another specialty. You know, we have specialists for our feet, our specialists for our sinuses, and specialists for, you know, our female issues, and specialists for our heart. And we have all these different specialties. It's important to understand that you can talk to somebody and find somebody in your area that has a specialty in regards to how to interact with your medications and your disease states, and then also make sure you implement the right nutritional things that drive the health of the body so we can keep you healthy for as long as possible and keep you feeling well even if you do have a disease presently happening in the system. Now, when it comes to the too much vitamin D, you have to understand years ago and still almost to this day, in the medical world, the vitamin D form that was used almost exclusively was a vitamin D2. And that's where, when you look out throughout our history, where really intense overdoses have happened and occurred. So vitamin D2, you do not want to do always D3. Now realize this type of dosing, to get to that type of toxic level, we're talking 50,000 units a day, and that's quite a bit. So I'm only talking 4,000 to 5,000 rather than 50,000. So it's a pretty big difference. And utilizing something that you know your body's going to use on a daily basis is just important. So
then we can say then for the average population, they can probably be safe utilizing 5,000
easy
units.
Yep. Now, if you are outside in the sun, you live in an area, you garden routinely, you're outside, you maybe aren't, you know, covered and slathered in a lot of sunscreen or any at all, you know, we really need to, you know, we can go from there. If you are outside in the sun, shorts and a short sleeve shirt, and you're gardening, and you don't have those areas exposed, covered with sunscreen, you have the ability in a 30-minute window to make about 10,000 units of vitamin D3.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing what the body's capable of doing for you. So, but again, we do live in a world where we're afraid of the sun, and I do get that. I so get it. So you just have to, you know, supplement if that's the fact for you. So.
Let's talk about, you mentioned earlier about the breast environment. You referred to it as environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I suppose when you said that, I thought, well, that's interesting because, that could be the feel of a house or an apartment or outside and, you know, all the various influences that can impact what that would look like or be like. So when we talk in terms of breast environment, what actually happens with breast tissue when you're supplementing? Let's say somebody starts today dosing with vitamin D3 and decides with what you said, and I believe it too, it has to be routine. It has to be continuous. It has to become a part of your regimen.
Right.
What's going to happen? What potentially can happen with their breast environment?
Well, one of the most common things that we do see is we see breast calcification, where we see kind of those hardened areas. It's one of the most commonly seen things when we, you know, when a mammogram is done, where we might see what they call a calcification in the tissue, and then they might want to, you know, make sure that there's nothing else going on. But so consider that. That's a big deal to me because I do very much believe as a country we've become very over-calcified. And I always refer to it to people just from a simplicity sake is understanding we don't call it calcification of the arteries for nothing. So when we over-calcify, think about the hardening that can happen to soft tissue. And the breast is very much soft tissue. Bone is very different, and calcium should be there. It shouldn't be depositing into soft tissue, creating hardened or tissue that's just not healthy tissue anymore. So this environment of calcification and over-calcifying is a factor I talk to people about every day. You know, we've been concerned about our bones, which we have very good reason to be concerned about our bones. But when calcium's going into soft tissue and not into the bones, I have a very big problem with that. So that health of that tissue is now changing, and we're not having very healthy soft tissue like it's supposed to be, and it's becoming changed, and that's not a good
thing. And what does that come from, Sunday?
Well,
it's
kind of multifaceted. Our diets have been very calcium focused. We've pushed the milk, and we do lots of cow's milk and lots of cheese, and yogurt is a common snack and a piece of string cheese. So we eat a lot of calcium. Then on top of that, we've fortified so many foods with calcium. It's in our orange juice nowadays. You know, it's can't hardly buy orange juice without extra calcium added. It's in our cereals. It's in a lot of added things. We've added calcium because we've seen so much bone change in the American population. So we've gotten a little afraid, and we're like, oh, that means we need more calcium. Well, we've flooded the body with this calcium, and then we've also supplemented. I mean, when you're a postmenopausal woman, we're having you do a very high doses of calcium in a supplement form in addition to all the other calcium that you're consuming and eating. So we've really flooded these diets with calcium. And like I said, if calcium doesn't know what to do and it doesn't have its supporting nutrient factors to do the jobs that calcium needs to do, calcium can't get and stay in the bones without, well, there we go, back to vitamin D, and magnesium and boron and all these amazing other nutrients that sometimes we just even forget about. Some of the latest is strontium, and we're missing these mineral factors that also help make calcium function. So I describe it like this, for just lack of it being as simple, Snoopy simple as possible, is if calcium comes in and it knows to do its job, it has to have friends, it has to have its buddies to help it out, and it kind of comes in and it goes, you know what, I really, really got to go over and I've got to work over here and get in these bones and I got to make this muscle tissue function. I got to work in the digestive system. And then it goes, but you know what, wait a second. I don't have any of my friends to help me out with this. So you know what, while I'm waiting for them, I'm going to go sit over here in this tissue. And then we get these deposits or we get stones or we get something where, because calcium's not become functional. And for anybody who has ever had a calcium or a calcification in like a ligament or a tendon, it's an extremely painful thing. You've now got tissue that is supposed to have nice flexibility to it, and it no longer does. Or think of a calcium deposit in a bone, which can become very painful. So, you know, when things are not where they should be or don't have its support factors, all nutrients need this group, it's a group effort. So they need all this nice support. Otherwise, it deposits and sits and doesn't become as functional as it should. So we need a balance.
So what you have said, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So what you have said then is possible then with whatever good or bad nutrients that we're taking in, if they don't go to the places where they are best utilized or supposed to help,
right,
then they also settle and cause problems as well?
Exactly, exactly. So a lot of times when people tell me, you know, I'm taking a calcium for my bones, I kind of joke with them a little bit, and I go, so do you take a look at that tablet and look at it and go to my bones? Because unfortunately, the body's going to pick and choose, and it doesn't necessarily mean because you're taking that, you're going to get that particular job done. You know, the body works from an amazing support factor of nutrients. And this kind of nicely leads into another thing that I am very, very passionate about, which is called pH of the body. It's the acid-alkaline balance of the body. And this drives into the fact that, you know, we are also very, very lacking minerals as a whole, and our diets are very focused, again, in only a few select minerals, very high amounts of those minerals, like the calcium, sodium is another mineral our diets are very flooded with. So we've got these, when we push one mineral really high, it throws off and distorts the balance of others. And this is very, very much what happens with this pH balance in the body. It becomes very thrown off when there's not that active well balance of minerals going on in the body. So, and pH is very indicative to me of a right environment for cancer to pop up. And so it's, you know, we really need to understand how all of these minerals come into play as a group. So not just picking and choosing just that one and just doing only that one. So calcium is important. So don't get me wrong before I go too far off the calcium subject. We do need a certain level on a daily basis, a very rich environment, a very rich mineral in our body. But it's about balancing correctly with other supportive factors. It's just essential. So
does vitamin D then, besides offering the support that we need throughout our system, when we're talking about the breast itself, can it or any other supplements help to counteract any issues at a certain point in the early stages?
Oh, sure.
Or even in some of the more
sure.
advanced stages?
Absolutely, absolutely. When I do see, or when I'm talking with somebody, and most of the time, by the time, unfortunately, and that's why I so love you, Silver, so love you for having me on the show, because I, you know, the more we can get out there to people, that so much is about being proactive before things happen. But the majority of people who I see on a daily basis have health issues. And that's what finally drove them in to come in to maybe make that change and guide towards nutrition a little bit better. And that's kind of human nature. It's kind of a lot of what we do. We wait till there's a big problem and then we address it. So, I mean, I do see a lot. But, you know, when it comes into that, there's usually, by the time I start questioning, I'm going to see right in their history that they've had issues or they've had past issues in the, you know, there's been questions within their breast tissue or there's been, you know, strong family tendency, or I start looking at their diet. I just had a woman in last week just diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, they're feeling very confident that this is very encapsulated to the tissue, you know, that she's going to, you know, come through this very nicely, and that there wasn't any presence anyplace else. But, you know, I did have her track her pH, the acid-alkaline balance in the body. If the body is running too acidic, you're very prone to cancer. You're the right environment in the body for something to happen or something not to go right. And I had her, because I want to be more aggressive in her, I had her only track for a few days, had her send me a quick email this weekend, and sure enough, she was like, oh, Sunday, my numbers are awful. And she goes, I guess my horrible diet is showing here. And I go, well, there you go. So, and she, it's so made that connection for her. Unfortunately, I don't want people to wait until they have a diagnosis. I want you to be more proactive, and I want you to understand that you can do so much to make sure that things can stay away as possibly, hopefully, as long as possible, or if ever, maybe if they do, you are at least in a better, healthier body to go through treatment and come out very successfully out the other end. So,
yes. Let's talk about the horrible diet.
Yes. Let's do that.
Let's talk about the things that we just definitely need to be cognizant of when we are choosing foods. Not that we shouldn't enjoy foods. You know,
absolutely.
Of course, that's half the fun of life is being able to eat lots of fun stuff.
Yep.
But I know we're talking about poor diets. We're not talking about healthy diets and then eating stuff that's, you know, a lot of fun. So let's talk about the horrible diet. When, if you can reveal, what was this woman's horrible diet? What was she doing? And what are others doing that are just seriously detrimental to breast health and overall health?
You know, and I think sometimes it's the confusion of what, I mean, when you look through our history, and then depending on your age, you know, realize you've gone through various different types of diet or eating concepts, which you thought was good. And then we go, oops, sorry, we were wrong. You know, look at the 90s, the whole low-fat craze, you know. So, I mean, you look at all the things that we kind of do. We eat tons of carbs through that time period. Not good for us because we were skipping all the any food that had any type of fat content. And unfortunately, you know, that didn't do us terribly well. So we've got all these different kind of phases of food that happen. And it's also why I really love something as simple, and I'm going to go back to that pH. I have a lot of my clients track it through their urine. It's very simple. Track it in the privacy of your own home. It's cheap to do. We see what the environment of the body is. And then there's beautiful food charts in relation to how food affects your pH. And then the more you understand how certain foods affect you, it's absolutely amazing. Now, for me personally, you know, foods that are just absolutely phenomenal to me and to my pH is the squash family. Anything that's squash or sweet potato, oh my goodness, my body absolutely just adores me. So it's, you know, it's finding those things that then guide you. Now, when it comes to what is not good, I always kind of lay into what us typical Americans will do. So we get up in the morning and we got to rush around because, you know, we want to get as much sleep as possible. I'm as guilty as that as can be. But at the same time, you know, we get up and then we run out the door and we haven't eaten breakfast. The old saying is breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, dinner like a pauper. So we run out of the house and then we get to work. And then, oh, thank goodness somebody brought in donuts. So we have a donut and coffee. Now, at lunchtime, we feel so guilty about that donut we had for breakfast that we might have a salad or something, you know, maybe a bowl of soup. And then once we get home, we are so hungry, we eat everything in sight all night long. It's a very, very common habit that a lot of people get into. So starting that day out is just so key and so important. But the big factor comes in is how you incorporate your green foods and how you incorporate fruits and vegetables, you know, into your daily diet. So I always also point out to people that there are no breakfast policemen. Nobody is going to come and arrest you for not eating breakfast food for breakfast. So if breakfast is routinely always just cereal with some milk for you, I have absolutely no problem with you having some leftover salmon and a bunch of steamed vegetables you had the night before for dinner. I don't understand why that couldn't be a great breakfast for you. So when we go out for brunch, they pretty much have whatever we could possibly eat. So to me, going into that same concept, healthy food, making those choices, and then making sure that you incorporate those alkalizing foods, your fruits and your vegetables and your greens, especially that green family. So it can be extremely, extremely good for your health and very missing. So, you know, the other thing, too, that I bring up a lot is as Americans, we think that we have a very, very broad diet, that we eat all sorts of foods. But when I really help people start tearing their food apart, I want you to realize we eat the same food groups. The root food is the same. It's just that we eat it and it has a different texture, so we look at it as a different food. So if you have that chicken sandwich with some cheese on it at lunchtime, and for dinner you have the pasta with the Alfredo sauce with some chicken on it, you've got the exact same root food. Might taste different going down, but as far as how your body sees it, it is exactly the same. So it's very important to understand that you need variety in this food. We need to have more choices happening. And, you know, most of the time, most of us are lucky if we get a small salad down with our pasta if we go out to eat, and we think that's pretty good because we had a small salad. And that might be all we even eat over the course of the day, which is kind of sad. But so we really need to understand that if you're not consuming those produce, then you have to be getting them in. So even if it's a powdered green or some of these amazing tropical fruits and tropical juices out there, there's amazing things that you can do to get those good alkalizing foods into your diet.
Those are excellent, excellent points. And it's like a lot of the information, of course, that we have heard over the years. Of course, the healthier we eat, the healthier ultimately we can plan on being, feeling, and looking.
Right, right. Well, and with that, I always point out to people, I'm not perfect by any means. You know, when it is the time of the year around here for all the amazing festivals, you know, especially the ethnic festivals I love. Like, there's a Greek fest that they do in our community. It's my favorite because there's certain foods that I only get there, and I just absolutely love them. And I always tell people, you're going to see me there. You're going to see me enjoying every aspect of what they have to offer because I can appreciate, you know, just this amazing types of foods that people in different cultures have, and I love it. But at the same time, I know what I do when I go home, and I know what I do before I go to bed, so I know what I need to do to get my body into a healthy place. So sleep comes well. I can rest and repair my system overnight. I'll utilize, like I said, those green foods or various things. So if I didn't encounter them during the day, one way or the other, I'm going to get them in. So there's ways to do this and not feel like you're missing out on, you know, life or missing out on those wonderful celebrations. You don't have to always be perfect, but you have to know what to do so that you can get things back on track. So.
Well, you said two key things there that I want to make sure the audience understands. Rest is easy to understand.
Oh, yeah.
We know that that mm-hmm. is such an incredible component when it comes to, again, how we look and how we feel, how we function. You said repair. Now, a couple of things came to my mind, but you're the expert on this. So, and you said overnight, and I think I know what you're talking mm-hmm. about, but let's talk about a couple of those things so that people can understand, yeah, there are things you can do to flush your system in a healthy way overnight.
Right, right. Well, you know, when I even talk about supplementation and taking a multivitamin, which I very, very believe in, making sure you always cover the basics, which is a multi and an omega-3, a good essential fat, fish oil, flax, chia is popular now, any of those things, pretty brilliant. So you've got to have those basics. But at the same time, when I talk to people about a multiple, I go, when do you take your multiple? And most people say, well, I take it in the morning. And then I look at them and I go, when does your body do all of its healing and mending and repairing? And then they look at me and they go, bedtime? While you're sleeping? And I go, absolutely. So doesn't it make sense to make sure we've also got solid things coming in later in the evening as you get closer to bed? You also absorb minerals best in the evening. You need that healthy acid environment in the tummy to absorb minerals properly, and you do that best in the evening. So there's certain times of the day where things come in. So, you know, when it even comes to children, I actually have all parents make taking a multi for their kids part of bedtime routine, just as like brushing their teeth, because that's such a prime time for healing and repair and all the things to happen. Your body works from a pool of nutrients, and all if all you've got is a puddle, unfortunately, the body's going to pick and choose what it's going to do with that puddle. And unfortunately, sometimes we don't like the choices it makes. It feels it's doing what is best for you, but it still can't do all of the amazing jobs it can. So this nighttime factor is just a big thing. You know, with that said, there's different wonderful rhythms that the body has. We have a 24-hour clock in us. We have, you know, a 7-year clock in us. You know, us, you know, ladies, if we still do, have, you know, a monthly clock in us. So we have all these rhythms that our body has and follows. We don't have to think about them. It just does it. And some of the most important time in for the health of your liver is in the middle of the night. And so it's a very, very big time. This is a big hormone metabolizer for the body is the liver. It's also a major hormone remover from the body. So liver support is always, to me, done at nighttime. And one of my favorite spices right now, by far, is turmeric. I'm just a huge fan of what this amazing spice common in Indian food is, you know, is brilliant and can just do for health of just some very simple systems. So, you know, incorporate it into your food at dinner time, and that can help carry you through the night, and making sure you also make sure you feed the nutrient need in the evening so the body can rest and repair and heal properly so you can wake up the next morning feeling like you're ready to wake up and take on the world. I have to have that every day, right, Silver? We have to have that every day. We got to take on the world.
You bet.
So,
you bet.
So you got to wake up and be ready for that. So
it makes perfectly good sense when you
right.
when you explain it as thoroughly as you have. I know many years ago I heard that concept, and I don't know how many people bought into it when it was mentioned in the media about taking your vitamin at night. And
sure.
I've heard probably more recently, now that I think about it, take one in the morning and take one in the evening.
I
but
love that, right?
So few people take any at all.
Right.
So it does answer the, to me, the question of waking up in the morning, why am I so tired, and why do my bones feel like they're, you know,
right.
creaking? And it answers all of those questions. It makes perfectly good sense. That's,
yep.
That's great advice. Well, let me ask you one or two more questions, and then I want you to tell people about your Ask the Expert online if they have any additional questions for you. Just want to have us reflect real quickly on the important aspects, again, of breast and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D is a must from what you have explained so far. Diet, eating the more healthier carbs, fruits, vegetables. You didn't specifically say things to stay away from, and I kind of like that because I know that, as you said, there are going to be occasions where we want to eat certain things, and we should by all means do that.
Right.
But to remember that if that's our diet, if we are overloading on all of the horrible, very bad foods and fats, those are working against us inside our bodies because they're as you so succinctly explained, they, you know, the minerals and nutrients do what they need to do, but then the rest of it just goes and sits somewhere else and starts to cause us health problems.
Mm-hmm.
So those particular things were the two that stood out in my mind most. Was there anything else that you needed to add as we close?
Well, and just to touch on the veggie factor, you know, there's a certain group of vegetables, we call them your cruciferous veggies, most well-known to most people is broccoli, of course. Cauliflower is in that family, too. But those veggies actually contain an amazing product that I sell in a tablet form because our diets aren't rich in a lot of these cruciferous vegetables. But it's called DIM, diindol methane, and it is amazing, healthy estrogen metabolizer. Now, realize there's a couple things that help us make healthy hormones. Now, realize your body can make negative hormones, and those are hormones that should leave your body. And we want to minimize those, and we want to increase and keep the healthy hormones, the ones that are important that have positive function in our body, as solid as possible. Your cruciferous vegetables are one way to steer the body into the healthy biochemical pathways to help make healthy hormones. Another very important aspect to do that is also your essential fats. And I touched really briefly and I said, I do believe everybody needs fish oil, flaxseed, chia. You need to incorporate something every day. There's whether you're a vegetarian or vegan or whatever you choose to do, there's one way or the other we're going to find an awesome source of essential fats for you. So we've got to incorporate those because, again, they help steer the body into that healthy hormone pathway and not the negative hormone production. So, you know, it's important to understand we want to help the body help itself. You can do that as long as you understand why you're putting these things in. Sometimes it's really tough for me to just look at people and I go, do you understand that this is what your body needs? You know, the whole, what's the saying, we want to, you know, eat to live, not just live to eat. The more we change the mindset and understand that we eat to sustain life, and the brilliant life that was given to us and the brilliant bodies that we're giving to us. So this is how you help drive this chemistry to get the body to do so brilliantly what it can do for you. So on another note, too, because the liver does so much of this metabolizing, as like I touched on for you, you know, if I've got someone, and this is a big issue kind of all over, is and that concerns me a lot, is I have so many people come in with constipation-based issues and realize that all your colon knows how to do is absorb. And if your liver it dumped all of the hormones that now need to leave your body into your colon, and you're constipated, you're going to pull those hormones right back in. And those are negative hormones. We need to making sure everything is working smoothly. The liver can do what it needs to do, and then the bowels are moving things through appropriately and binding and getting stuff out and eliminating. It's a very important routine. Put in good stuff, it does what it needs to do, and then things have to eliminate. So it just all works so brilliantly when you understand why you need to do it and just how it works. It doesn't have to be rocket science. I always tell people, don't worry about how complicated it is. Let me worry about that. But, you know, if you understand that just some simple things can happen to just keep things moving and flowing correctly in the body, it's amazing what you can do.
My last question for you, and then again, I want you to talk about your ability to help people online.
Sure.
We're not talking about challenging necessarily the standard treatments that people will seek if they have breast health issues versus
nutrition. Right.
We're saying that there are measures that you can take, strategies that you can use, supplements that can be absorbed that will help create a healthier environment, even if you are in certain stages of breast health issues.
Irregardless.
Just want to clarify.
Yeah, absolutely. Irregardless of where you are, if you've never had a diagnosis but you just want to be healthy, you just got diagnosed and you're waiting or deciding on what's going to be your next step, whether you're halfway through treatment, whether you're finished treatment, everything we touched on today to me always applies. Silver always does. You know, even if cancer has happened to you, I always point out to all my clients who come in, I always say, you know, your body let this happen once. We don't want it to let it happen again. So let's keep doing these things so that we can, you know, make you the right environment that cancer doesn't like and wants to stay away from so that you can just keep healthy and solid. Irregardless, even if you're in the middle of treatment, my goal is quality of life. I want you to feel good. I want you to be able to come out of treatment and get back to life again. I can't, you know, and we can't always promise what your quantity is going to be, but, man, I want that quality of life to match it. You know, I think it's just way too important just for your family, for your friends, for you to just feel like you want that life. So.
That's great. That's great. That's great. Well, listen, let's tell people a little bit about how they can reach out to you,
sure,
give out your
sure,
website,
sure,
and then talk about Ask the Expert, which
absolutely
is an opportunity for them to reach out and
right,
get advice from you.
Yes. You know, we do, if you happen to be in the area where we do operate, which is in Wisconsin, Racine, Wisconsin, just south of Milwaukee area, we do lots of classes. And my goal is to, you know, get some of those classes videotaped and online so you can start just kind of, you know, working from the basics and understanding how the body works. I love to teach. And then, but otherwise, on our website, we have an Ask the Expert section. Within that area, too, you'll see some answers to questions other people have already written in and asked. We've got different categories where you can find different information on, you know, like the whole concept of pH. So I've got information on the whole pH issue on the website. And, you know, and then if you don't see or you just want to send a quick question or even a detailed question, I'd be more than happy to, you know, take a look and get some answers to you of where to go and what to do. Also realize I'm a pharmacist, too. So I have a lot of medical background. And besides doing the nutrition work, I also, part of my business is a full-fledged regular pharmacy, too. So I understand that what integration is all about. So it's about integrating both these sides, integrating what, you know, Western medicine has been able to do and create, which is amazing. We've really extended beautifully our quantity of life. But, you know, we need this other aspect to keep and maintain that quality of life. So integration of both sides is very important. So I literally integrate every single day. So even if your questions are in regards to, you know, medications and I want to try and take this, but, you know, I'm not sure if I can, we're always there. Our Ask the Experts will definitely give you great answers. And that's
and
just
get that website out
yeah,
for them.
It's just at nutritionaldesigns.com. So Nutritional Designs is plural. There's an S at the end. .com. So we'd be happy to answer any question.
And that is available on the Blog Talk Radio site for Foxology under the information about today's guest. Sunday, thank you.
Thank
I
you
had
so
no
much
doubt,
for having me, Silver. Oh.
I had no doubt that you were going to share a wealth of information and education and insight for everybody. That was my goal, and you more than went the extra mile sharing preventative and helpful information for people who may be facing breast care health issues and not exactly sure what to do about it. I've heard stories where there were women who just were so fearful of what the next thing would be that they often have let things get worse. So I'm hoping with the information that you shared, whether individual has not yet had an occurrence, that they will definitely take your advice, and along with what you've shared about them even being in those stages, that they will look more closely at what the potential and possibilities are when they do integrate what you have described today. I appreciate you so much. I know how busy and active you are, and I also know you got to get to the pharmacy. So
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
appreciate you allocating this time out of your day. I will follow up a little bit later today with you, but thank you so very much.
You're so welcome.
This has been so enlightening. So
and
I
thank
will
you
look
for
forward
doing
to
this. Thank you for doing this. These wonderful shows. I mean, it's just wonderful to get the information out there to reach as many people as possible. Thank you, Silver.
Well, we'll be talking to you again before
all right,
too long. And another fascinating subject. Thank
all
you.
Right.
You have a great day.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk again soon.
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And I want to thank all of you who are so wonderful at downloading my show. That has been, I'm just so excited at the numbers that I see from week to week. So thank you, too, for taking the time to tune in to Foxology. Please let your friends know that I'm trying to bring very powerful and positive information to listeners, something that's always going to empower you, help you, educate you, make you smarter than you were before you listened. So if you can, join me again next week at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of Foxology. Remember that next Monday is Mastering Your Mind Monday, so that's going to be exciting. I will look forward to talking to you then. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Thanks for listening.